5. Lesson regarding contentment. When Jesus was visiting the group of evangelists working under the supervision of Simon Zelotes, during their evening conference, Simon asked the Master, "Why are some persons so much more happy and contented than others? Is contentment a matter of religious experience?" Among other things, Jesus said in answer to Simon's question, "Simon, some persons are naturally more happy than others. Much, very much, depends upon the willingness of man to be led and directed by the Father's Spirit which lives within him. Have you not read in the Scriptures the words of the wise man, 'The spirit of man is the candle of the Lord, searching all the inward parts,' and also that such spirit-led mortals say, 'The lines are fallen to me in pleasant places, yes, I have a goodly heritage. A little that a righteous man has is better than the riches of many wicked, for a good man shall be satisfied from within himself. A merry heart makes a cheerful countenance, and is a continual feast. Better is a little with the reverence of the Lord than great treasure and trouble therewith. Better is a dinner of herbs where love is than a fatted ox and hatred therewith. Better is a little with righteousness than great revenues without rectitude. A merry heart does good like a medicine. Better is a handful with composure than a superabundance with sorrow and vexation of spirit." Much of man's sorrow is born of the disappointment of his ambitions and the wounding of his pride. Although men owe a duty to themselves to make the best of their lives on earth, having thus sincerely exerted themselves, they should cheerfully accept their lot and exercise ingenuity in making the most of that which has fallen into their hands. All too many of men's troubles take origin in the fear soil of his own natural heart. The wicked flee when no man pursues. The wicked are like the troubled sea, for it cannot rest, but its waters cast up mire and dirt. There is no peace, says God, for the wicked. Seek not, then, for false peace and transient joy, but rather for the assurance of faith and the sureties of divine sonship which yield composure, contentment, and supreme joy in the Spirit. Jesus hardly regarded this world as a vale of tears. He rather looked upon it as the birth sphere of the eternal and immortal spirits of Paradise Ascension, the vale of soul-making,